doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the third Mishnah. I'm sorry, the third chapter, the seventh Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, we're in the middle of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov says, Hamalech baderech. Someone's walking on a path, v'shoneh, and he's reviewing his learning. Now, in those times, the learning was all by heart. Mishnah comes from the word shoneh, v'shinantam, to review. You want to get the oral tradition, you got to review. It was all by heart. Umafsik mimishnato. So the guy is reviewing his oral tradition, and he pauses from his review, v'omer, and he says, Mana eilan ze, mana e nir ze, how beautiful is this tree, how beautiful is this plowed field. Ma'ale alav ha-katuv kilu mitchayev b'nafsho. The verse considers it as though he's just forfeited his life. Your life is the Torah. You're trying to get it down pat. You're trying to review it. If you're reviewing it, you got to get the flow of it, right? You want to review the Mishnah in Brachos, you got to review it in order. You want to review the Mishnah of Peah, you got to go in order. You want to Hakalin Sheba Dma, you want to review the laws of Dma, you got to run through the Mishnayot by heart. If you want to get it, you get the flow. If you're willing to break the flow and comment on nature in the middle of your learning, so then you're forfeiting your memory, you're forfeiting the grasp that you might have on the Mishnah. A part of reviewing Mishnah is that you're focused and you keep reviewing. So that's not the time to note and verbally say, what a beautiful tree. You're in the middle of verbally reviewing Mishnayos. When I'm learning, if people sometimes go off topic, not here in Mechon Meir, but when I'm learning one-on-one and someone will go off topic in the middle of the learning, I usually ask, what flavor ice cream do you like? And the person looks at me, what does that have to do with what we're learning? And I'll say, right, and what does what you're discussing have to do with what we're learning? If we're learning, we're learning. You want to talk, let's close the Gemara and talk. That game that people sometimes play, they're sitting in front of the Gemara and they could talk about world politics and everything else in the world, that's not learning. So here at Mechon Meir, we go off a little bit on tangents, even though we try to stay on track, but that's because it's beginner level. As you guys advance in your learning, the learning has to be more distilled and more focused, that we don't talk about other things in the middle of learning. I'm learning, this is what I'm doing now. And if I'm going to lose focus, Abaye said that if his wife asked him to pass the butter in the middle of breakfast, he'd lose focus for the week because his focus was week-long when he was learning. That's the level of depth. You asked him pass the butter, that's it. He lost focus. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of working out a whole mahalach, a whole formula in my mind in Talmud. Now you distracted me. Okay, I got to start the whole week again. So I'll tell you where I personally encounter this. When I show up Sunday morning, I very often tell the Chavrusa, good morning, my name is Netanel, I'm in Shir Aleph, what's your name? And the reason is simple, because that break of Thursday evening, Friday, Shabbos, till you walk in Sunday, I'm like a new boy in school. I barely remember what I did. What track date are we learning? So what I try to do is have a small review, even 10 minutes, to stay on par with what I'm learning. On Friday, I try to take 10 minutes to learn what I'm learning during the week. On Shabbos, another 10 minutes, so that my mind is still in that focus, in that stream. But if I have that break 2 out of 7 days, that's almost a third of the week that I'm not involved in what I'm learning, so then I'm in big trouble. And that saved my life once. When there was the Pigua in Merkaz Arav, so I had a set chavrusa there, in that library. I was learning there for 10 years. And the truth is that Chavrusa ended before the Pigua, but on Thursday nights, it's very possible I would have stayed there later. And I was learning in another Beit Midrash, Bnei Torah, in Har Nof, and I called my Chavrusa and I said, it's Thursday. And if I stop now, I'm going to have to start all over again on Sunday. I'm almost at the end of a sugiya. Why don't you learn the daf alone? We learned daf yomi, and I'll learn the daf alone. Why? Because if you're in the middle of working out a system, you shouldn't stop your thought process. So I said to him, I know we learn every night, but tonight you do it without me and I'll do it without you. And we both weren't in the library because I was still in Har Nof trying to work out the piece I was stuck on all week. If you have a train of thought, don't break it. So the Mishnah says, you're walking on the path. You're not in the most focused learning. You're just reviewing your learning. But that review is serious because it's all of the oral tradition. And if a person stops and says, "Wow, what a tree! What a plowed field!" So you lost focus. You lost the flow. So then you might have lost the tradition, because it's very hard to retain the tradition. It involves review, it involves focus, and if you don't, you're risking your life. That's what the Mishnah says. Rav Ben Yonah will explain in a minute. Yes, Daniel.
The problem is
something
that
you
need to finish. Like,
yes.
That's a plot of saying, nice scene.
Correct.
I mean, use that example.
It says because he stopped. Right.
Use the example of something that ordinarily you should notice.
Right, so I don't remember if it's Rav Hirsch. One of the commentaries point this out, that the Mishnah seems to indicate that under normal circumstances, you should say, "Wow, that's beautiful." One of the commentaries point that out, yeah.
But you're saying you have to finish your learning and then you can comment.
Right. Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki be'od she'adam shonen lo la'asech sichat chulin. Because in the middle of learning, a person should not talk chatter which is mundane. Ki tzarich lamod b'yirah v'yima lifnei ha-Torah. A person has to stand in awe and respect in front of the Torah. Ki inyan shamuz, our sages taught, ki talmid sheshoneh v'en siftotav notefot mol tichavena. The Talmud derives the verse in Song of Songs. It says, siftotav shoshanim notefot morover. The verse in Song of Songs says, his lips, siftotav, his lips, shoshanim, are like petals of roses. Notefot morover, they are dripping musk. Mor is musk. They are dripping the great smell of musk. Now, true musk is very, very expensive. It comes from the neck of a certain animal that has within its neck. It has some kind of sweat or some kind of duct that emits a very, very strong positive smell. That's what musk is. What we have is fake musk. Real musk is tremendously expensive. So in the Talmud they use that, and in the Tanakh they use that, and that's what's called mor. So the verse in Song of Songs says his lips are beautiful like petal. They are dripping with that beautiful smell called mor, and it's filling the area with a great smell. That's the verse in Song of Songs. Our sages said, read the verse a little differently. Siftotav, instead of his lips are shoshanim, they're petals of roses. Read the word she-sho-nim. That are reviewing their learning. Instead of sho-sha-nim, she-sho-nim. When his lips are reviewing his learning, siftotav she-sho-nim, notefot morover, they should be dripping, and instead of the word mor, our sages said, read it as mar. Mar means bitter. As a person's learning, his lips should be quivering as though they've tasted something bitter. A person, when he's learning, has to have tremendous respect. Before you're learning, you joke around, you talk, you get into the atmosphere. Once you're involved in the learning, you have to be so serious that it's as though you've just tasted something bitter and your lips are quivering. That's siftotav sheshonim, and our sages said, kol talmid sheshone, any student who's reviewing his learning, ve'en siftotav notefot mo, and his lips are not that way. They're not so respectful. They don't have such an awe of the material they are studying. Tichavena, those lips should be burnt. So again, our sages used a very harsh term to explain to us the importance that I'm reviewing learning. I'm not talking about the weather. This is something I should have respect for, and my focus should be in kind. When we're learning Torah, we're, so to speak, using the crown of Torah. That's God's crown. A person shouldn't be talking mundane chatter. And if a person takes the learning so lightly that he doesn't mind stopping his learning to talk about things that are irrelevant, they are mundane, logic dictates that that's where a person, so to speak, has forfeited his life because he said his learning is not serious. Again, at a beginner's level, I don't think we have to worry about this. We have to first get into the learning, understand the learning, connect to the learning. As a goal down the road, Bezrat Hashem, in a number of years, you guys will be learning more intensely. You'll be learning the Mishnayos by heart. You'll be learning Talmud all of Shas. At that point, you have to know that in order to accomplish, you have to have that respect. You have to have that concentration. You have to have that focus where you're there. You don't know what else is going on around you. That's what a person should aspire to. That's where a person should be.